This is part two of a three-part series. It features Dev O'Reilly, the president of Rowmaster. What are the most common mistakes in this industry that retailers make who do not have industry-specific software compared with their counterparts that do?
I think they try to match price. They try to match the lowest price. They undersell their service. And they generally tend to not respond to the customer's questions. You know, it seems like the attitude is almost like an automobile showroom. Here's our samples, you know, pick one. You know, and whereas the consumer's coming in with some ideas and some questions and really wants to be told this is what you should do. And I find there's a lot of salespeople on the floor that are not properly trained. All the software companies offer, you know, educational seminars, training seminars, software updates, and I think that dealers are more and more participating in those, and that's helping part of the sales training experience. I think that Mohawk and Shaw and BoYu and everybody else, Mannington, everybody has educational seminars, and I think the Mohawk has a Mohawk University. I'm sure Shaw has some kind of a university. Those things are important. Training the salesman's important, and I think that is the big hole. It's almost like all you need is a few samples and a truck and an installer, and you can be in the carpet business. That's the way it's been in the past. I think that's changing now, too, because it used to be you could get if you had a business name and you were in business at least 6 months, any bank would give you a credit line or some kind of a credit line. You could order anything from the mill any way you want. And if you had somebody that installed, you were in the carpet business. I don't think that's going to fly anymore. People are too smart for that. The mills want to be more profitable. The mills know they're more profitable with profitable dealers. So they're spending more time educating their customers on how to run their business. And I think the key to the whole back end of that is the flooring industry needs to partner with the software developers to make sure that the dealers have access to effective business management software. And that software needs to communicate two ways. You know, the dealer needs to know everything he needs to know to properly run his business. His partners need to know what he needs, what he's doing, and how they can help. And the only way you can really do that is using the B2B system as that expands, and then having the dealer using industry-specific software to manage his details.
You know, over the years, I've sat through a lot of seminars of one kind or another, and one message that I seem to see all the time, hear all the time, is maintaining margins. And it seems like, to me anyway, a lot of retailers really have a problem there. Is that something you see?
Well, yes. And that's what I'm talking about. Managing the margin from the proposal through the purchasing, through what you actually pay, through the commission, to paying the installers, all those things impact the gross margin on the job. And if you don't know how you do it as you go, there's no way you can manage it except for after the fact. So all the flooring business systems keep track of every detail as you go in real time. So when you get the proposal, you should know the target margin. As you purchase, you should know the margin after purchasing. As you install it, you should know the margin after installation. As you pay the salesman's commission, you should know what the net was on the job. In a lot of systems, if they're all piecemeal and they're not together, or if you have one system that does invoicing and it's not tied to purchasing or not tied to your inventory or not tied to sales commissions or not tied to installer payables, how can you possibly know? You're just hoping all these three things mesh together. Everyone that I talk to has no time to study this information, so it's flooring software pulls it all together to make it visible on demand.
So, say if you have QuickBooks, then you had mentioned earlier it's sort of after the fact. You know, after the whole thing has been completed, the whole transaction is completed, you have a feel then for what exactly happened and what your margin is, not until then.
Right. Well, you know, QuickBooks is, you know, products like that are great for making lists of things that happened after the fact. Who did I pay? What did I pay? When did I pay them? But why did you pay them? is it tied to a job? Is that cost tied to inventory? Is there an installer involved in this job? Is there a salesman commission to pay? Those things are left out of systems that are not integrated. And QuickBooks, as an example, doesn't have an inventory that will support the flooring business operation at this point anyway. They have every inventory item is unique and new. They don't have roll numbers and dial-outs, for example. You can't buy the carpet today at one price and another price tomorrow, and you don't know where you stand on your total inventory value. All those things are key. The biggest asset a dealer has is issues his inventory and receivables, and those things are hit constantly by integrated packages, flooring-specific integrated packages. Mm-hmm. And every flooring software company that I know does a good job in tying all these things together. So I don't know why. There's really no reason to not use industry-specific software. The cost of entry is low. The benefits are huge. And it makes no sense to do it any other way, in my opinion.
I guess the bottom line is you don't know what you don't know. You know how you're doing it now. You know at least you feel that it works, and you don't know what's in, a Rollmaster package until somebody sits down, and you have to have enough curiosity to ask in the first place, I guess, to even learn that. I mean, you don't know what you don't know.
You don't know unless you have a Ouija board or some other medium like that, a fortune teller. But you know that another thing about that too, Dave, you know, every package isn't for everybody either. And so it's good to do a, we call it a fit demo. What we like to do is if someone's interested, we want to see if we fit with the way they work and if they relate to the way we process things. And I think that that's an important way that I think a lot of dealers should look at it. I don't think you should buy anything just because you heard it's the best or the biggest or the oldest or anything like that. You need to see, does it fit what I do? There's going to be some new guys coming on the scene, I'm sure, that are going to blow everybody away with new innovation and things. There's going to be some older packages that are out there that are going to be evolving at rapid pace. So it's important to keep your eyes open and keep looking and, I think, do the fit test.
Yeah. How does a retailer do that? I mean, what, do you invite everybody in to give you a pitch? Or, what's the best way to do that?
What we do is we have phone calls and we see emails and we return the calls and we return the emails and we suggest a time to do a net demo. And we'll pick a date and a time that works, ask them to get the decision makers involved, and we'll show them what we've got, see if it makes sense. And then that either goes nowhere or results in, well, tell me what the cost, Then we review that and try to convert them into a good customer.
I got you. Now, Rollmaster offers cloud management software. Compare that to something that's not in the cloud. What are the advantages, disadvantages, and so on?
Well, the cost of entry is lower. You don't need any equipment. You don't need servers. You don't need remote communication equipment. You don't need anything but a subscription, so to speak. Once it's in the data center, then we can update it and maintain the software and the hardware for the dealer. A lot of the dealers are, professionals that are running the flooring business. They're not professionals at managing their data or their servers or their server hardware and databases and things like that. So we kind of try to take that off of the dealer. And also being in the cloud, you can make it available from anywhere, from any device at any time, 24/7, 365. So, and the other thing too is updates. If you don't have, if you're not cloud-based, if you're server-based or PC-based, how do you update the software? Are they relying on you to dial in and download it, or do you have to get something in the mail or by email? And what if you end up with hundreds of customers on multiple versions of the software? That complicates support. So we spend a lot of time updating, documenting, and making sure everybody's on the latest and the greatest as part of the service.
Now,
I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, that makes a heck of a lot of difference. What happens if somebody's server or their PC crashes when they don't have a cloud version? It would seem like that would be a problem.
These systems are everybody maintains some kind of a local backup. They usually have tape or a disk to disk or some type of a backup. Some people use things like these services that are cloud-based to back up online. Mm-hmm. In our case, we back up clients that have servers, and we have a disaster recovery plan. If they lose their hardware, we just implement their system on one of our servers. We're using the last backup we have. It's really, the backup is important, of course, but the most important thing is how quick can you use it? You know, if you have somebody puts a forklift pole through your server, but you've got a good tape backup, how long can it take you to get that server installed and reconfigured and ready to load the data down? We've had situations where a client, let's say we'll have a flood overnight, call us at 7 in the morning, we can have them running in our cloud, usually within the hour. That can be important. If you had to replace the hardware locally, that could take days, maybe a week, which is expensive.
Yeah. Just out of idle curiosity, what percentage of retailers, as we speak today, would you say have industry-specific software of some type or another? And do you have any feel for that?
I was wondering that. I'm always amazed at how many don't. I think it's 70-30, 80-20 that don't have industry-specific software.
And those are using QuickBooks or Peachtree or some of the other things that you've...
They're using something. They're using different things, but not industry-specific from what I hear. And the FC B2B is a good measure of that. You need industry software to participate in the FC B2B program. And FC B2B is a great thing that's going to do nothing but grow. You know, that's where you get your prices maintained by the manufacturer and your systems updated automatically. You can submit your purchase orders that are acknowledged automatically and compared to what you set. You get exception reports, you get shipment notices, and you get invoices. And all these electronic documents are automatically processed by your software to show you the results. You can't do that with non-industry stuff.
What percentage of retailers would you say are on FC B2B?
Well, I think a lot of dealers that use industry software have the catalog. The big hole is they're not using the purchase order system, which is what is really where the benefit is. And you know, I think it's 80-20. It's back to the 80-20 thing again. I think a lot of the 80%, well, of the 20% that use B2B or that have industry software, or maybe it's 30% that have industry software, of that group, 30% use everything, and the rest use only the catalog for pricing updates.
This is going to include the second part of a three-part series. It features Dev O'Reilly, the CEO of Rollmaster. We'll air the final part of this series on Thursday. This is Floor Radio.